MMH, the home of rock radio.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight. Only on MMH, the home of rock radio. And I am delighted to be joined by Ash Gray, who is guitarist for that wonderful band. Hiya, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Are you happy to be described as death metalers? Is that a fair description?
I think it's fair. I think this genre is such a long road, isn't it, of sub-genres of everything. So it's when you talk about death metal, like, there's so many different forms of death metal, isn't there? But I think even we struggled figuring out what we called ourselves for so long, and then I remember just thinking about it, and I was like, well, you had bands in the early days like Death, and they didn't really care, did they? It was just they ended up forming this death metal, which it's like they weren't out to kind of, you know, put themselves in a hole and say, we're a death metal band. So I think that's kind of how I treated Venom Prison as well. I was like, we'll figure it out when people start saying it.
Are you happy with the new album? The bits I've heard of it, it does sound amazing.
I'm really happy we had the opportunity to do a re-release, because we were talking about doing it for so long. We were planning on re-recording the demo and EP before Samsara was recorded, but we never actually had a chance to do it.
Yeah.
So when it got to, everyone thinks that we recorded it for a lockdown purpose, but it was actually recorded before lockdown. It was recorded in December because it was the only point where we were like going through the tour cycle of Samsara, and it was like, okay, we have a bit of downtime now and it's December. Let's go and go in the studio and just re-record the demo songs, the EP songs off the Primal Chaos, and then add two new songs which are going to end up, you know, kind of giving that indication of where album three is going to be going. That makes sense. It felt like it was the perfect time. Like, it really did feel like good timing to do it. And I was also kind of skeptical as well, because you do see, like, when bands do like re-releases or re-recordings and stuff, and you see like either like people go, oh, that's a bit of a lazy option, isn't it? But no one's actually said that, and everyone's actually been quite buzzed and quite excited for it. So that was also a nice reception to kind of know that people are looking forward to even a re-release, because I'm sure people were going to be like, where's album three? Where's album three? But yeah, we know where album three is. we know how close we are to finishing it. And it is close. So I think this re-release was the perfect time to kind of do it. It made sense. There was free time. And then obviously with lockdown coming in, we were even more grateful. We were like, oh, wow, that couldn't have landed at a better time. Like, that's managed to cover us for a short period whilst we carry on working on album three.
For me, it felt like, so it's almost like a crossover from what you'd done into the new stuff. And like you say, lockdown, it was good timing.
Yeah, it was perfect timing, and it was just a chance as well. Like, I think a lot of people only discovered us on our first full-length Animus. So I think there's so many people that weren't aware of that demo and EP. And the demo, I recorded it in an apartment in 2015 on my own, and there wasn't any members in the band at that point, really. And I just recorded everything in an apartment. I remember getting like the sofa and taking all the sofa cushions off and putting it above like the amps and the cabinets and like trying to box it all off as best as I could so I didn't piss everyone off. Like, didn't have a neighbor kicking my door down and shit. It was never like a perfect demo in my eyes. So when, you know, all the members started coming into Venom Prison then on that demo, they never had an opportunity to play on them, and they all played those songs live for quite a while. Yeah. And I remember sitting there speaking to Ben, who also plays guitar in Ben in Prison, and I remember just saying to him, like, why don't we just re-record those songs with everyone who is sat with us right now and kind of give those songs a new life and actually give those songs the feeling of, you know, that sound and, you know, atmosphere that Ben and Prison has created, because it was created by five people. That demo was created by one person. So there were loads of elements of stuff missing from that demo. And it always bugged me. I was like, I wonder what it would have sounded like if, you know, if Mike was playing bass and Ben was playing guitar and Joe was playing drums and Larissa did vocals on that demo as well. But even hearing the progression from vocals from demo to re-release, and it's like, you can really see that that re-release isn't just about re-recording songs, but it's also the progression of a band's performance that toured together for, 4 years straight. And you can hear it, if you know what I mean. If you compare the 2015 demo and the Primal Chaos 2016 EP, you can hear the difference. I know they're the same songs and the structure and the root of the song is the same, but the performance and like almost the finesse of everything, you can hear it from each member on that. So that's kind of why I got really excited to do it, because I was like, oh wow, I can actually hear these songs how they should have been from the start.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, looking forward, what's the sort of creative process going forward? How's it gone with...
There's two new songs on this re-release, which I'm really excited for. And I'm sure one of them will be coming out with the release, which is not long now, about a month exactly. So for me, I'm quite excited to see how that goes, because that is a big indication of what we've been writing. Because we were already writing album three as we were recording that re-release, to that point where it was really easy to kind of just say, right, those two songs can go on the re-release. We're already writing the album. We'll just take those two songs off there. We're not going to put those two songs on album three. I'd like to keep them apart if possible. Well, we are going to keep them apart. But I did want to kind of just see what it would be like and see what the reaction would be like to that direction, because it is, again, different. I think every record we've done has been different from the previous one. Like, Animus doesn't sound like Samsara, and album three doesn't sound like Samsara, but the root of that and the foundation of the band is still there. You can still tell it's the same band, but we've approached every album differently and made sure we've not made a repeat of those records. Because for me, I always find that if you are going to write the same record again and again and again, like, that's when people can start to really criticize and hone in, because they're so used to listening to your specific skill or sound, where if you keep evolving and keep progressing and keep experimenting, they can never get a hold of you. So that's kind of the way I've treated album three. Like, me and Ben have been relentless at it since November, and listening to it, like, I kind of try and go through it like once a day to just make notes and tweak stuff, and I'm feeling really positive about it. And I understand at the same time that it is going to be a bit of a change. I mean, it's still metal. It's not going to be a dance album. It's still metal. We're inspired by a lot of those bands who did make those changes, like, especially, like, I know I mentioned the band Death earlier, like, you know, that they're a massive influence on me. They always kind of have been since enjoying that type of music. And bands like Carcass, and, you know, like, thinking about the sound of what they were to when they did Heartwork and how big that change was for the time. But it's so ambitious and bold that you can't help but admire it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way I see Ben and Prison as well in writing process. I kind of think you need to be ambitious and bold with everything you write. You don't need to worry about stepping on toes and being like, oh, are they going to like this because it's different from Samsara? It's like, if it's a good record, it's a good record.
That you don't know what's going to happen, you know, on the next album and the next album.
I think it makes it exciting for people as well, doesn't it?
Like, yeah.
I think, you know, not to name bands, but they are bands who have written the same record again and again and again for 20 years. And it finally gets to the point where people are like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Like, and I can respect that as well. I can kind of sit back and say, okay, I understand why you're done with this now. You've listened to the same thing for 8 albums. So for me, I've just kind of always wanted to approach it with something refreshing and just something new. And I think that's what the 2 new songs on this re-release kind of gave us the chance to do, is to kind of develop something. And it's also, I like how that album, in a chronological order of first stuff we ever written from Defy the Tyrant demo into the Primal Chaos. And then you've got Anima Samsara, and then you've got these 2 new songs. It's almost like a timeline going through. And that excites me. Stuff like that excites me as well, because it was thought through like that. We were like, well, if it goes through chronological order, those 2 new songs go at the end, and then everyone needs to take the initiative. Anima Samsara, 2 new songs, and then put the pieces together, and you go, I can see where this band's going.
Ash, thank you so much for your time. I can't thank you enough. Absolutely brilliant.
Anytime, I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Listen to The Dark Side with me, Andy Shaw, for your death, black and doom metal every Thursday from 10 until midnight, only on MMH, the home of rock radio.
MMH, the home of rock radio.